Hello everyone. I'm very excited because I never look at you from this point. And I was really well, but when I came here like 5:30, people started asking me, are you nervous? Are you nervous? And I thought, maybe I should be nervous. No, I'm nervous. Okay, and most of you know my name is Ardashir. I'm from Iran. And here my testimony, I want to share it with you guys. In 2008, I left my country, Iran, and went to Malaysia because I no longer wanted to act like a Muslim. Iran is a very strict country where anyone who wants to be successful must to be a Muslim or pretend that they are, especially if they came from a Muslim family. When I arrived in Malaysia, I decided that I would no longer wanted to follow any religion. After being in Malaysia for 5 years, I decided in 2014 to come to Australia for further study. In Australia, I worked 2 jobs and was studying, but I felt depressed, hopeless, and tired. It was because I did not have any family and friends around me. In October 2015, I was especially depressed that day. I walked around the city for hours, feeling hopeless. I spoke to God and said, God, please, enough is enough. I really need you to help me and show me the right way, if you exist. I did not expect anything to happen on my way home. But as I walked to my house, which at the back of the church, I heard Matthew call to me and ask me if I was an Iranian. I responded, yes. Then he asked me if I had 5 minutes. I replied, yes. He then asked me if I was a Muslim. I told him that I did not follow any religion. Then he asked me if I knew Jesus Christ. After 10 minutes of explaining the gospel to me, he got my attention when Matthew said to me, do you know that someone really loves you and he sacrificed himself for you? I was in shock by this conversation. He brought me into the church where I felt like it was a special place because they welcomed me with a smile, not knowing who I was, and they were not concerned whether I was rich or poor or where I lived. They also made me feel like I was someone who was very important. I do not remember very much about the service, except for when the preacher said Jesus sacrificed for our sin. When I arrived home, I asked myself, why now? Why were this graduation meeting happening in the same place and the same time? It seemed like all things that happened were one in a million. So I felt that this was a sign. It was at the moment I decided to follow Jesus, because this is the thing that I was looking for. So I told myself I should continue to go to church. When I thought about it, I felt like someone was knocking on my door, and I had so many questions within my mind. I also thought that I should be with the people of church, because when I was at church, it gave me a good feeling. Early the next year, I started Bible study with Brother Joshua and found that the true Christianity is not a religion, but a relationship with Jesus Christ. I have grown closer to Him as I know Him more and more each day. God bless you.